to the Dinosaur Man Nerdcast. I'm Andy Hughes. I'm here with Alex Hudson.
Hello, it's me. I can't remember the next line in the Adele song. What's it gonna be?
Didn't you introduce yourself with Adele last time?
Yeah, but I did the chorus. I did Hello from the Other Side. This time I thought I'd go with the downbeat version.
Okay.
It was either that or Lionel Richie.
Welcome to the midweek special where we talk news and reviews.
There's no other songs with Hello in it, so this is going to end this week, I think.
Hello, Goodbye?
That's a band. I can't
No, I was going for Hello, Goodbye from the Beatles.
Oh, okay. I was going with Hello, Goodbye from 2005.
You went for the one person who remembered Hello, Goodbye.
The one person who bought their album. You are the one who Yep, okay. We are now a music review show. This is not a good album. Hello, everybody. One of these days, I'll get it right.
One of these days, you won't reference Hello, Goodbye.
Every podcast at the moment. Okay, news and reviews.
Woo! News and reviews.
This week we're reviewing Pop Star Never Stop Stopping. Please don't stop.
Pop Star Never Stop.
Not stopping. Don't stop.
You
not stopping.
Me now. What's good?
Never Stop, Never Stopping.
That's the one. Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Silly title, but okay.
And we're going to review, for the first time, The Get Down.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we finished The Get Down, despite us saying last week, do one episode a week, and it's sort of, like, that's the sort of series it is. We binged it. It was good. It's good, though, that's why.
Obviously, first things first, we're going to start with the news.
Okay, Newshound, what you got?
Okay. A lot of Marvel news this week.
Oh, I don't really like this. Oh, no, I like it, because it's not DC news. Fine. Okay, what's new in the world of Marvel?
Marvel have released... They released a video on their Facebook page, which is a snippet that came out during Comic-Con, which was, what was Thor up to
I've seen
during
this.
Civil War?
You just made me watch it before the show. I didn't know we were talking about this.
I thought, why do you think I made you watch
it? Okay, fine, live reaction. Oh my goodness. Wow, I couldn't believe he was his dad. No, it's good. It's funny.
It's good. It's very, how do you pronounce his name? Taiki Waititi?
I'm not even going to try is his surname. Pronouncing it.
The director of Thor
Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok. It's very him. It's very kind of Flight of the Conchords-esque and What We Do in the Shadows. And it's basically just Thor going around Australia, basically being like, this is what I'm doing in my spare time.
Living with a guy called
Daryl.
Daryl, yeah.
And there's a picture board where he's like, I'm trying to work out what
the Infinity Stones are. And it's just like, he's got a board where it's just like, this is a series of what I'm calling clues to what they are. Nick Fury, is Fury his real surname, or is it pronounced Furry?
It's the bit where he's got a picture of Thanos drawn on there, and he's like...
This is the purple guy from the chair.
It's like, what do we know about him? Purple, magic glove, doesn't like standing up. It's just... This to me is why Marvel are beating DC.
Well, the thing is, if DC did this with Suicide Squad, like, what was fucking Superman up to? Dead in a box, mate. That's what he was up to. Dead in a box. It's a much, much less interesting mockumentary.
A few minutes of just Superman just floating.
Just lying there, being worm food. Just
while soil just hovers around
him. Yeah, it's just like, oh, is he? I thought I saw his eyelids flickering then. Nope, still dead by the end of it.
But it just gives you the impression that Marvel understand these characters so well because it's their characters. They created these characters. Warner Brothers, they're going...
Marvel aren't dummies. And they clearly prove this by going, hey, we omitted two big characters from that story because genuinely, if you put any of those into the story, then the side that has those wins.
Yeah.
So it's not really fair and there's no tension. However, it's nice to sort of say... Imagine what could have happened and Thor needs some downtime where he just goes and lives in Australia.
They've said, like you said before, like Chris Hemsworth obviously have some comedy chops.
Mm.
But also when you've got somebody like Waititi who is so good at this kind of small-scale comedy, why not utilise him?
And my concern is that he's very good at small-scale comedy and now we're getting Thor Ragnarok and...
Office-based comedy for Ragnarok.
If it is, it'll probably be my second favourite Marvel film after Guardians of the Galaxy, a.k.a. the best Star Wars film. but no, if it was a small scale, if it was basically Office Space 2,
That's pretty much what it is. It's
he don't say in, that because he starts now it office. Won't be, and I'm going to be annoyed, and it'll be my least favourite Marvel film, even worse than Thor 2. Oh, it's a Thor film. I'm not going to like it.
So I might as well lie to you and get your hopes up.
Okay. So, yeah, that's come out. That's funny. So that was out in Comic-Con.
Yeah, they released it at Comic-Con, and now they finally released it for people to
see. Is it Comic-Con or Comic-Con?
Comic-Con. Comic Convention.
Comic-Con. Okay. Comic-Con 2017, I will be there hosting a panel.
Really?
In Hall H.
Oh, yeah.
Big room.
What's your panel on?
The best parts of Adele songs. And why we should turn the Dinosaur Man Nerdcast into a film. Featuring original music by Smash Mouth. Okay, so are you on board with that?
Yeah, sure, why not?
You're bankrolling the entire venture.
Also,
what else has Marvel announced?
Right, let me try and get his name right. You're going to correct me, though. Giancarlo Esposito? Esposito? Guy from Breaking Bad.
Giancarlo Esposito. Is that Esposito?
I was close.
Now I'm doubting whether that's even his name.
Esposito.
Esposito,
is how it's
spelled. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay, he's been speaking to someone or another this week.
Oh, you've got your own celebrity contacts.
And basically what he said is he was offered a role for Marvel Television.
Okay.
And if you don't know Luke Cage. he's the guy who plays, is it Gus Fring in Breaking Bad?
Mm-hmm.
And he's in The Get Down. He was offered a role for Marvel Television. He turned it down basically saying, if I take a role in Marvel Television, I would never get a role in Marvel movies.
So he's angling for the role in Marvel movies.
Well, he's saying basically that they do not cross, and they preach about this shared universe, but they don't cross enough to say that if you get into one, you'll be able to appear in the other.
Mm.
The only real person who's done it is Coulson.
Yeah,
and
that's
Sith.
Because he started in the films.
Yeah,
and so did Lady Sith.
And there's never
what's
really
Lady Sith been in.
She was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
But there's never been anyone who's
really
crossed.
I don't
know
if that's a good
thing. Oh, Samuel L. Jackson appeared in a couple of episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well.
Samuel L. Jackson appeared in Cell, so that's not saying much. That he will do anything.
But basically, he's saying there's not enough crossover. And it's,
okay.
It's something that's a common theme, which is a lot of people like.
But weren't they saying this is going to be something they build up to?
Yeah, but they're saying. They keep
look,
saying
I don't think
do
I want to see Charlie Cox in a film.
You keep saying this.
I don't think he's that good. I much prefer Foggy. If Foggy was Daredevil, he was in Mighty Ducks 1 and 2, and maybe 3, I can't remember. But I would much rather see Foggy as Daredevil. That would be a more interesting series to me. Oh no, tell you what, the one person I do want to see crossover into the films.
Karen.
No.
So she's going to be a disappointment on a movie
screen. Tops off Kingpin.
Hashtag tops off Kingpin, absolutely.
Get D'Onofrio into a film.
That's when they're going to get him to take his top off. On the big screen.
Big screen, so you can see those glorious
enjoy it more.
Breasts in Technicolor. Like, that's not a diss towards D'Onofrio. I think he's wonderful and sexy.
Hashtag.
He's a handsome man.
Tops off Kingpin.
Tops off Kingpin.
That world trending hashtag.
It's in the top 20.
Always.
It's just below Bieber forever. And just above hashtag douchebag. Just made up a hashtag. Could be a real one.
I think you made up two.
Thank you. Thank you. Bieber forever must be a hashtag. Doesn't matter. Let's get into more news.
But yeah, so that's what he's
so
saying.
So what role's he angling for?
I don't know. Spider-Man.
King of the world?
Spider-Man.
Thanos.
Yeah, Thanos.
So take over from Brolin.
Yeah, no one will notice. No, he wants to do the actual capture. Like
mocap.
Yeah, not mocap, no, just him.
He wants to do capture.
Yeah.
He wants to capture Josh Brolin.
Ooh, new film.
Well, new federal offence, I think. Not just a film.
Third bit of Marvel news.
It is a crime, Andy. You cannot capture people.
Damn.
It's not like Pokemon.
Damn.
Third bit of Marvel news. Oh, yeah. My God, they've got so much news this week.
You know John Krasinski?
Yeah, from The Office and 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi.
He was talking this week about how he would still really like a Marvel role because he auditioned for Captain America, and he told the story of why he didn't get the role.
Because he hadn't done Not Another Teen Movie beforehand.
No, what he was...
And that's we all know that's the role that got Chris Evans that part.
What he was saying was, at that point, he wasn't in the shape he was in for
Secret Soldiers of Benghazi.
Mm-hmm. And he said, basically, he was there and he was trying on the suit and he's like, oh, this suit actually fits pretty well. Like, they got him all the way to the suit fitting and stuff. And then he said, and then Chris Hemsworth walks past and he's like, looking good. He just goes, looked down at himself and went, I'm not ready for this.
Also, so, his head is too big. He's got a big head. I like him a lot, but he's got a big head. He's like a jug. Yes, he looks like an American Gary Lineker.
Yes, he looks like a Toby Carvery jug. Yeah.
Okay, so what's he going for?
Don't know, but he's always said he's woke.
So it's him and Esposito are now...
And are angling for... So I'm just going to put my name out there. You know, I'd really like to be in a Marvel film.
She did get turned down for the Hulk.
Then actually want to be for Black
Betty
Widow.
Brandt. Betty Ross? Betsy Ross? Betty Ross? Is that a thing?
Rick Ross, I think you're thinking of.
Who's the love interest in Incredible Hulk?
Colonel Thunderbolt Ross.
His daughter is Betty Ross.
No, he was the love interest.
I don't like it when you make me sound like I know nothing, because I kind of know some things. Liv Tyler.
She was in it.
Was it her?
Yeah.
No, Jennifer Connelly. Oh, Jennifer Connelly was 2003. Let's move on.
DC News.
Oh, God, these guys. All right, fine, what are they saying? What terrible news have they brought us this week?
Literally, like, Monday night.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck posted on Facebook with nothing with it, just a video of Deathstroke on the set of what we can only assume is Justice League.
I also assume that it could be Batman, so...
You also did think it was Batman.
It could be. Who knows?
You thought Batman just got a multicoloured suit now.
Well, no, I didn't think it was Batman. I thought it was a thing from Batman.
Oh, when you were saying it, I thought you meant that Batman.
No,
and I just thought you were an actual idiot.
Obviously, I know that's not Batman. It's poor man's Deadpool.
Although he's original, like he was before Deadpool.
But he's poor man's Deadpool, right? In that he will be in a worse film than Deadpool was in. And it won't make anywhere near the amount of money that Deadpool made.
But they reckon that it's either he's going to be
the villain,
the main villain for the Batman solo movie, or what they reckon is more likely is in video you see the Batman being in the background and they reckon he's going to infiltrate the Justice League base. So
I think that's the one.
He's going to be an extra antagonist for that film. I just hope they don't do what they keep doing and just wiping these villains out.
After one of film.
Keep Deathstroke's a very interesting character and he's a really tough antagonist to have, so keep him around for a while. Have him just keep coming back. But
I wanted to see more of what Slipknot's story was. So we're never going to see that again unless we get a prequel.
Ooh, prequel.
Prequel to Suicide Squad. Hashtag prequel. Just hashtag prequel.
But they also reckon it is Joe Manganiello might be playing him. But you can't really tell in the video who it is. Or whether it's just a random guy in a suit.
Could be a stuntman for all we know.
Yeah.
Maybe a stuntman's going to play it. Maybe it's Kane Hodder.
Is that a stuntman?
He played Jason in the earlier Jason films. I think up until Jason Takes Manhattan.
Okay.
Or it might have been Jason the Final Friday. Jason Goes to Hell.
Too many Jason films.
I'll be honest. About 10 too many. And I think there were only 10.
Also, a guy this week broke a world record by making his own Batman suit. He broke the world record for most gadgets on a cosplay suit.
And most days without a girlfriend, I should imagine. I'm sure it's a magnificent achievement. I'm sure he's very proud of himself, but he has wasted a lot of time there.
It looks okay.
That is not the reaction I would want after getting a world record for most gadgets on a suit. Does it have a girlfriend gadget?
No, it doesn't.
Does it have a gadget to make people think it's more than okay? Then you've wasted your time, my friend. I'm sorry.
Donald Glover looks like he's going to be cast as young Lando Calrissian. Do you want a young Lando?
No, we don't need these films. Look, the thing is, we know what happens with Lando. He turns up, he's a bit of a dick.
He steals the Millennium Falcon.
He's got a racial stereotype for a co-pilot.
And he wears Han Solo's clothes.
Yes. That's it. That's all we need to know about him.
They might show it when he wins the Millennium Falcon in a bet. I think that happens.
Yes, he does. That does happen. But also, why do we need to see that? We know it's happened.
Because People have talked about it. Why aren't we watching it?
Because Disney need money. They don't, though. This is the weird thing. Disney don't need money.
Would Donald Glover be a good Lando, though?
Yes, in the sense that he's sort of got the attitude of Lando, I think, and he could probably pull it off quite well. No, in the sense that it's an unnecessary film and he shouldn't be. If he's going to be in the Star Wars universe, I'd rather see him play his own thing rather than going, well, I'm going to show you the origin of Billy Dee Williams. No one needs to see that because we've got Billy Dee Williams.
Do you think he'll have a mustache?
I mean, if that's he doesn't, the pressing question. If he doesn't, they've missed a trick.
Like, would it,
but
would,
I don't think Donald Glover it, can grow a mustache.
Would he do the origin story of the mustache? Much like Gotham has done for three seasons with Jim Gordon's mustache.
A much more interesting. I don't know if that's true or not. Has Gotham grown a mustache over the
seasons?
No,
he's still not got a mustache, mate.
Oh, but they're telling the story. Still, I'm off board. Okay. Is he still shaving regularly in the series?
I think so.
Right. The more you shave, the more it grows back. That's what they say.
He didn't learn that, did he?
I think that's bullshit. I don't know. Okay. Any more news?
News done.
News done. Okay, let's jump into the reviews. We still need a inter jingle. I
only
think.
If you sing it.
Okay, fine. That was the news. This is the reviews. I mean, it's not great.
No, it's not.
Get some sax behind that. It'll sound real good. Okay, so reviews this week. We have seen Popstar Never Stop Never Stopping. Got it right first time that time. Andy, tell us about it. What is it?
It's a mockumentary.
Yeah.
Which we've not had a mockumentary in a while, have we?
Oh, no. It's not like the market's flooded with mockumentaries.
We've missed a good mockumentary. Not since Spinal Tap have we had one.
I mean, I can think of 50,000 since, but...
Name them. Okay. All.
What We Do in the Shadows.
It's
49,999 others. The Thor one from today.
It's a mockumentary based on, it's riffing off the whole kind of Katy Perry, the concert movie,
Justin Bieber, Take Over the World movie, the One Direction, No Direction Home, or Anywhere Good.
It's riffing off those kind of concert movies of the time.
Yeah.
And it's all about a character called Connor for Real, played by Andy Samberg, from Saturday Night Live fame. And Lonely Island.
Yes.
And it's him and the other Lonely Island guys who created this film. And it's basically just the story of this guy's album release.
Yeah, and it not going to plan.
Yeah, because why would it?
And him having to find a shot of redemption right at the end.
Yes.
Because it's a mockumentary, and spoiler alert, everything kind of turns out okay. He learns a life lesson.
Did you enjoy it?
I mean, it is what it is.
I like that. The three times I've asked you if you enjoy this, that's exactly your response every time.
It is what it is, and it isn't for me. That's the way I see it. The problem is, yes, there are better mockumentaries out there, and quite a lot of better music mockumentaries as well. Also, there is a better version of this story already being told at the moment, and it's BoJack Horseman every single series so far.
Yeah.
Because every single series concerns itself with basically the same sort of setup. It's just not the album release. It's whatever he happens to be doing at the time. And it doesn't go well for him. And he has to learn life lessons and, you know.
I think this is more fantastical, though, in a sense.
Oh, of course it is. This is they're more ridiculous characters. Because it is essentially an SNL sketch.
We never talk about BoJack. Series three. Because I think BoJack is incredible. And I think it's getting better as it goes on. And if you've not watched it, it's on Netflix. It's about... Horseman.
Yeah, trying to describe the concept of BoJack Horseman might be too in-depth. But it's
dark, and at times it's really depressing, but also enlightening at the same time.
Mm.
And that's what BoJack does. And I think this Popstar is a lot lighter, but you're right, it does tell the kind of same story. And I think I agree with your brother when I said, this film is definitely, if you can think you can get on board with an hour and a half of The Lonely Island...
Then
you'll
fine.
Enjoy it. Now, I enjoyed this. I thought I liked their humour. I thought it was quite fun. It's light. It's not anything too serious that you have to kind of really pay strenuous attention to watch.
No, you're not missing big important details if you stop looking at it for a half a second. But it's light entertainment, essentially.
Yeah, it's not going to win any awards. It's
fucking hope not.
Trees.
Fucking hope not.
But if you... want that sort of thing, you might enjoy it. You know, I wouldn't write it off, basically.
I mean, the problem is, this year it hasn't been the strongest in terms of comedies.
No.
But there have been two real standouts this year in Deadpool and The Nice Guys.
I thought you were going to say Zoolander 2.
Yes, Toolander, Doolander, and the latest Kevin James offering, I'm sure. No. One of the four films starring Kevin Hart. In The Nice Guys and Deadpool, you've got two really strong contenders for one of the best comedies, not only of this year, but of recent years.
Yeah.
It's not been... We were talking about it the other day and saying, you know, Sausage Party is yet another Seth Rogen film where what is the point where he stops having success? What is the point where the comedic attitude shift and you see someone else come to the fore? And we were thinking about it and saying, well, no one really has that longevity. And the one who weirdly, inexplicably does have longevity is Adam Sandler, because he's still making movies and they still make money.
I've not found the one person who likes Adam Sandler. Yeah, but when I do, he's I'm going to have an audience,
but I'll be damned if I know who they are.
I think it's Kevin James.
Yeah, and he's got the money to buy all of the tickets. But
he's got like 16 Netflix subscriptions.
As a sort of comedic force, you always seem to have quite a short shelf life. And I think The Lonely Island have sort of done this thing where they've come off SNL and gone, right, well, we'll do what we did on SNL, but we'll do it ourselves now as an independent entity. Fine. The problem is, this feels like a 3.5 minute sketch dragged out to 88 minutes. And that's where the problem lies with me, is there's not enough in it to warrant it being that long. There's funny moments, I don't think there's enough of them to make it a proper thing. The thing is, the Thor mockumentary that I watched just before we recorded this is funnier than that. And that's 3.5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I like their songs and I like their music, but this just felt like it was stretched too far. It just felt like, yes, this is the joke. We get it. And, you know, of course it's all telegraphed because it's a very simple setup and you know exactly how it's going to play out. But, you know, it's just whether they can throw in enough on the way to make it interesting. And I just didn't feel like they did. But we disagree on this. You seem to like it a lot more than I did.
I thought there were definitely moments that made me really laugh, but like I said, it's not... No way is it anywhere near the best comedy of the show, because like you said, those are Deadpool and Nice Guys. Mm. Like, Nice Guys was hysterical.
Yeah.
And there were bits in that that made me cry, and there's nothing in this film that made me even close to that.
Yeah.
But there's definitely moments I really enjoyed. And I think it's one of those that, like I said, if you like The Lonely Island, you might enjoy this. And I thought there was definitely enough in there.
I'd say that is the reason. If you're going to go out of your way to see it, you just have to be a fan of them.
Yeah. No, I don't think
there's any point in going to see it if you're not a fan of them, because I feel like you have to be on board with what they do, and in a big way, I think.
But look at the songs and stuff they do. They off it.
So that's that. A mixed bag for that one. Yeah. But, you know, I think it's just a case of differing tastes. And the other thing we've watched this week is the rest of The Get Out.
The other 7 episodes, I think.
The other 3 episodes. I think we were on episode 2 or 3 last week when we talked about it. And we've...
Oh, no, we'd only seen 1 episode. Oh, had we? Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Well, in that case, we've watched 5 episodes since.
Go back and listen to our last thoughts.
Yeah.
That times 10.
Yes and no, because I felt like it started losing its way towards the end. I don't like the fact that they start singing on the bus, on the monorail home or the tube home or
there's
whatever.
There's definitely a moment in this where you turn around to me and went, oh, so it's that kind of Baz Luhrmann film.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, it's not directed by Baz Luhrmann past the pilot episode, but it's got him stamped all over it. And there is a bit on a subway train where it all goes a bit West Side Story greasy, and, you know, you get, like, this girl singing on the train, and then there's this unnatural light that comes through, and then it all feels a bit too Baz Luhrmann-y. And I just think, up until this point, it hasn't felt like that kind of a thing. And it felt like a really odd direction for it to take.
Like, so suddenly.
And only once.
Yeah, and I think...
And it stood out like a sore thumb, and it sort of ruined that episode for me, because I just went, that wasn't necessary.
It didn't...
Other than that, though, it's good, apart from Jaden Smith.
Yeah, Jaden Smith is still terrible.
He doesn't get better throughout the series, and they seem to give him more screen time.
No, I thought it was incredible. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. It's one of the best series I've seen in a long time. It's got this great mix of kind of nostalgia and music, and performances were still great all the way through. Bob, Jaden, But everyone else performed really well. But also, like, the new...
Kevin Corrigan does really well as the music producer, Jackie Moreno.
Yes, he's fantastic.
He has a really great role in it.
And he has a really good arc as well.
And for fans of House of Cards, President Walker turns up.
As somebody who's quite President Walker-y-like.
Mm, yes.
No,
so that's a fun treat.
I really enjoyed it. I'm really looking forward to part two, whenever that comes about.
It's, I think, scheduled for January or February.
Good.
I think it's early next year.
Because I actually want more of a story.
It's essentially now a mid-season break.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting to see where they're taking this story, and they've clearly got an end point set, and it's just an interesting case of how do we get to that end point and what happens on the way.
Yeah.
And I will want to watch more of it. And again, you know, Netflix has had a really strong month in the sense that they just had Stranger Things come out, which is really exceptional, and this is really good as well. I think I'd probably say Stranger Things is more to my liking anyway, because it's more of what I'm into.
I'd say it's more to my liking because I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it yet, and you really should. It's really
good. It's in the diary.
But both of them did what they did really well, yeah. I think. And, you know, for someone who's not the biggest Baz Luhrmann fan, for saying it's his project and it's definitely got his stamp all over it, he's doing it in an accessible enough way that I can get on board with it from the start and enjoy everything. And it's nice as well, as you know, if you're a fan of hip hop or R&B or whatever, you can kind of get on board and go, oh, they're dropping this name in there. And Grandmaster Flash plays a really prominent role in the series, and it's nice to hear them referencing other people who were around New York at that time doing work and sort of exploring the origins of where this movement came from.
Absolutely. 100% recommend.
Yeah. Guarantee it. You'll have a lovely time watching it.
I think that's all we've got enough to leave it, though.
Thank you,
so
Andy.
So much news.
Thank you for telling me so much about Marvel.
It's okay.
I've learned so much about Giancarlo Esposito's ambitions in life.
Who was also in Get Down, so
yeah.
There you go. All links in the end. Where can people find us?
On Buzzsprout, on Facebook at Dinosaur Man Nerdcast, and on Twitter at DinosaurMan15. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, all the other apps that you can get podcasts on.
What should people do?
They should comment, rate, subscribe, tell us that we're brilliant, tell us that we're shit, tell us that you're brilliant and I'm shit, which is generally the presiding feeling.
Who do we thank?
Johnny Neves for the theme tune, and me for being a legend.
Thank you, Alex.
And you for being a guy that I see.
Until next time.
Don't go me crazy.